are now tuned in to the best radio show / podcast in America. My show, the JLP Wellness Show. I am here with my good friend, Mr. Steels the Great.
What up?
Hi, Steels. So,
what up, Janice?
What's up? So today's show is going to be an introduction, right? I've gotten so many so many questions about what's the show going to be about.
Let's go.
When is it going to be on?
Okay.
What app? Who's going to be on it? Do you have a co-host? So I just decided to make the whole first show an introduction to the show. Does that make sense?
That makes a whole lot of sense.
Okay.
And you seem like you got it all together, baby.
Listen, this is the moment I've been waiting for. If you know me, then you know this is where I'm supposed to be. I don't know how many times I've been told over the years, I need my own show. Jazz, you need your own radio show. And then as the podcast became popular, they like, Janice, you need to have your own podcast. You do way too much. You know way too many people. You would be dope at it. So
that's what's
here
up.
I am.
That's what's up, man. Tell everybody what I'm listening to you live at right now.
Oh, so we are. You can listen to me live on Bars and Hoops Radio. That is an app. Please download it. JLP Radio is the station. And this is the platform. Bars and Hoops is the platform.
And they can also go to barsandhoopsradio.com to listen live as well.
Yes. And the live tape and the live recording is going to be available on my YouTube. Is that right?
My YouTube channel. Absolutely.
So look out for that. We're going to have a lot of fun and I'm excited. So the first show, I decided not to have a topic because I just wanted to be interviewed. So I have my first guest who was actually the man behind Bars and Hoops Radio. Just a little bit about yourself before we get into me.
Oh, man. Well, first and foremost, man, thank you for having me as your first guest. You know what I mean? Thank you for joining the Bars and Hoops family. For those that don't know me, my name is Steels the Great. I am the founder and owner of Bars and Hoops Radio. Bars and Hoops Radio consists of five other individuals who came together with me, saw a vision that I had, believed in the vision that we had.
Yes.
And helped create this Bars and Hoops Radio station platform that you are now listening to right now. So just a little bit about me. I was always a guy that was big into sports and music. I would use, like you said, everybody, you know, uses social media to kind of express their views when it comes to certain things.
All right, so I'm gonna ask you.
Let's go.
Who is your favorite team? Gotta ask. who's your team?
All right, so I'm a New Yorker through and through. I'm not one of these New Yorkers that can root for a team that's in another state. So I'm a New York fan all across the board. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm a Giant fan.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Everything New York. You know
all right,
what I mean?
But if you had to choose, right, this is where it really, really, really gets crazy.
Uh-huh.
If you had to choose between the Mets and the Yankees, who would you choose? Because that's important.
Well,
can't be both.
No, it's not going to be both. And I'm going to keep it a buck. You know what I mean? I like most New Yorkers, was a Yankee fan in the 90s because the Yankees were winning a lot. But home team for me is the Mets because I'm born and raised in Queens, you know what I mean? The last time the Mets won, I was probably 10 years old. My mom's bought me a sweater. I never forgot it, man. And I always rock the colors, man. Blue and yellow. Blue and orange. Spartan self.
All right. And then I heard you mention that you do, it's bar, all about bars. So do you have a favorite rapper?
My favorite rapper is Nas. You know?
Oh.
Yeah, Nas is my favorite
Queens
rapper.
All
yeah,
the
I keep
way
it
through.
Queens all the way through.
Nobody will argue
That's
with that choice.
You
know good choice. Good
the
choice.
The greatest of all time.
Awesome. So you ready to get into it?
All right. Let's
what do you have
it.
For me? Because you my guest, but you over here interviewing me. How that work?
Hey,
but okay.
Man, you know, I'm happy to help out, man. First show, it's an honor for me to interview you, man, because you got a great story. I love the format and breakdown of your show. I can't wait to see the success that you have on this journey. A lot of people are showing you love, and I kind of want people to understand who you are and why you're actually doing this, because a lot of people do it just to do it, but you have a purpose behind what you're doing. And I want to kind of enlighten people on who you are and why you're actually doing this.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So let's go. I'm ready.
All right. So first and foremost, who is Janice and where is Janice from?
Oh, come on. That's how you, anybody that knows me knows that I am from Queens. I rep Southside Jamaica, Queens all day, right? So born and raised, went to schools in Queens. Shout out to John Adams, 220. I'm a 226 John Adams girl. Shout out to the Spartans and all the Gophers out there. I'm still in contact with all of my friends. So shout out to y'all.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
So, South Ozone Park.
All right, so
outside Rockaway Boulevard, 131st. you ain't know.
You outside. Yeah, for real. So before we get into the next question, you are looking fabulous today. By the way, you know what does the red hair symbolize, man? You got the red hair out here popping. You glowing. What does the red hair symbolize?
So first of all, for the majority of my adult life, I've sported a whole Caesar, right? Ooh. A 1.5 against the grain.
She said a 1.5.
This is the high school Janice I went back to. Wow. But because I am now in school to be a certified natural hairstylist,
nice.
I decided to explore different protective styles and stuff. Shout out to my stylist, Natasha Milan. You can find her on Instagram. Nice. She is my classmate, and she was just like, let me do your hair one day, and I was like, all right. So nice. I put the red, and people just love the red. My mother loved the red. Nice. My makeup artist loved the red. So
But
it will change. It will definitely change. It will change. I'm natural under here. So nice. Shout out to all my naturalistas. Shout out to all my women who wear wig. Fun fact, and I just have to say this, right? A lot of people think that black women is out here trying to perpetrate a fraud wearing wigs, but I'm here to bring the education to you because I am an educator first. And I just wanted to say that ancient Egyptians have been wearing wigs since the beginning of time.
Talk about
so it. We are the pioneers. We are the blueprint. Don't let nobody tell you any different.
I hear you. I see you.
Yeah, no. Because I just have to let people know about that.
Yeah, I see you. I see you, man. Yeah. For real. Word up, man. So now getting into the interview portion of this.
Okay.
What was life like for you growing up as a young woman?
Oh, God. Well, first of all, I am the middle child of 8 children. My mom had 7 girls. 1 boy. Shout out to all my sisters and brothers. I love y'all. Hi, mommy. Hi, daddy. Hi, all of y'all.
Shout out to the family.
Yeah, so we grew up, you know, just like a lot of families in the hood coming up, you know, struggling, but education was first, and we went to school, and we prided ourselves on having 100% attendance and getting good grades, and that's kind of was like our outlet to kind of, you know, going forward. So life was rough, but you know what? Sometimes humble beginnings make you who you are, and I'm just proud of who I am, and thank you for all the sacrifices you made, mommy and daddy. I'm here. Look, I'm here. Outside.
Okay. So tell us more about your show entitled JLP Radio.
Okay. So JLP Radio is just an extension from my business. JLP stands for Janice's Living Proof. Janice's Living Proof is something that is near and dear to my heart because it goes all the way back to about 6.5 years ago when I was diagnosed with cancer.
Wow.
Yeah, I was diagnosed with stage 3. It was almost stage 4. They wanted to say stage 4, but it was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. At that time, I was not working. I was just getting out of a really, really bad marriage. So divorce, all of that stuff, things were just happening. And I just needed to be well. I had some experience working in healthcare. So I knew better. I knew to go ahead and, what you doing over there? Sorry, I thought she was doing something.
No.
I was basically trying to figure out is what am I going to do about this cancer diagnosis? Wow. So I use my platform as a healthcare worker to do my research, and people were trying to enlighten me. I didn't have any money. I didn't know what to do. I was very sick. But somehow I managed to stumble upon a wellness center where I had to pay out of pocket. Mm-hmm. I started a GoFundMe, raised thousands of dollars. Wow. Shout out to everybody who donated to that, because in actuality, you're the reason why I'm here. I got like holistic treatments in Westbury.
Wow.
And it was basically like things to boost my immune system. I didn't know it was going to work. I've taped it, I've videoed every single thing, every experience that I went through. I have about 7 or 8 videos that people will be able to see on my YouTube channel.
Nice.
From the tumors being like at their most prominent to them actually disappearing like right before your eyes. And I am very, very proud to say that I'll be going on 7 years cancer free. Wow, yeah.
7 years cancer free.
No chemo.
Wow.
No radiation.
That's amazing.
Yes, yes. Wow. And that just catapulted me into a different mindset. So JLP wellness, you know, now we're getting into the pandemic time, right?
Uh-huh.
I know what I need for my body to be well, and 9 times out of 10 is going to be a detox, right?
Yeah.
So I was walking on Jamaica Avenue. Never, ever, ever forget it, with my daughter one day in October, and I stumbled across Daoud, who is the manufacturer of Dr. Missions wellness products.
Yeah, shout out to Dr. Missions.
Yes, and he's really, you know, popular. But this was just like innocent me talking to him. Oh, what's this about? He was like, look, take this shot, and I'm gonna tell you something. I brought like the little bottle. I went home, took it, you know, it did what it had to do. You know what colon cleansers do. And it did what it had to do very, very well. So much so that I told my sister, I'm like, yo, you got to take this. This is really good. My sister used it. She was like, yo, Janice, this is dope. I'm going to order some. And so she ordered some. She told her friend about it. And I'm like, wait a second. Hold up. Let me see if I can sell this.
Wow.
So I teased it 2 years ago. I teased it on my socials, and I was like, oh, I'm thinking about selling this. The response was crazy, right? It just really put me in the mindset like, yo, people really need this. So I decided to sell it, and I've been selling it ever since. And then I graduated to the sea moss, and now I have the elderberry syrup that's keeping people in school, especially kids.
So you did all of this without any chemo to overcome the cancer.
I'm kind of glossing over it. However, doctors, you know, shout out to doctors, and shout out to every medical professional, especially nurses. You guys are the real doctors. You mm-hmm. know how that go. You guys do a lot of work. You're on the front lines. Love my nurses. But doctors, right, they're just practicing, right? They're just doing
it's just a practice.
Yeah, they're practicing. They know it's not an exact science. And so they couldn't give me enough evidence that if I did something alternative, like, that would end my life. So when they said, like, if you don't do chemo, you will die. One doctor, I think, gave me like 8 months to live. I was like, okay, well, let me just try this other thing. And if I'm going to die, you know, whatever, you know, it's worth it to try something that's not going to be so invasive. And two doctors told me that. And I want to shout out my friend Maria, because she was a former oncology nurse. I worked with her when I worked in dialysis. Shout out to everybody working in dialysis. I did that for about 10 years. But she told me, she said she used to work. Yeah, she used to work in oncology, and she quit as a nurse because she didn't agree with some of the things that are going on, that happened, some of the practices that they use. So, and she also was a patient where she was sending me. Cause I went to a wellness center, and she was like, well, I have breast cancer. And I'm like, what? And she was like, I'm gonna be honest, it's expensive, but it works. You know, this treatment works. And I swear, after a week, my tumor started to literally disappear.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, you said you used to work in the healthcare field. You just said in the dialysis realm. So you've seen a lot of people get their oil changed.
Okay. Yeah. So I often go back to that because I love patient care,
uh-huh.
but I feel like being on the other side, I could affect more change so that people won't end up on dialysis. Now, be very, very clear. Mm-hmm. Having a poor diet and having a poor lifestyle does not mean that you're going to be on dialysis, right? Because there are some people who are born with kidney malfunctions. There are people who, you know, however, the majority of people on dialysis are people who have high blood pressure and who are diabetic, which stems directly from
diet.
The foods that we eat. So just don't necessarily, because people think they got to be a vegan. You don't have to be a vegan to live a long life. You just have to make sure that you know what you're putting in your body and know when to take it out.
Wow.
Because detox is important.
And you did, I'm going to just touch on one thing before we go back into the interview. You did say that you love being a healthcare provider, working in the healthcare field.
Mm-hmm.
I had a conversation with my aunt the other day, and she mentioned that there's a lot of nurses buying their licenses. Have you heard about that?
I did hear about nurses buying their license. And all I have to say is you're doing your community and people a disservice, because at the end of the day, you're not qualified, right? And you need to think long and hard about, because people who do that, they look at, it's like a money thing, you know. They're looking to make, because being a nurse, being an RN, you can, it's a very, very lucrative, and you, there's many opportunities to make a lot of ways to make a lot of money. Shout out to all the nurses out there who have done it. They came up as a nurse tech, then they came up, then they went back to school, then they got the nursing assistant, then they went through all the channels, BSN, all the way up to nurse practitioners, right? You are the real heroes. Anybody that is buying, because, you know, once upon a time, people were buying their teaching degrees.
Wow.
There was a big scandal. Yeah, there was a big scandal with a big college. People were buying their graduate degrees. So at the end of the day, like, you're going to be found out. You're going to be fired. Just do what you got to do. Go through the channels or, you know, invest your money. If you want to make fast money, do some investments. Right?
Yeah.
Go, you know, play the lotto or something. It's not worth it putting other people's, you got other people's lives in your hands.
That's a fact. That's a fact. So outside of the scope of healthcare, what else can your audience expect from JLP Radio?
Oh my God. First of all, before I get heavy into it, I just wanted to let everybody know that they can call in right now, 516-206-0711. You can call in if you have any events that you want to promote, any survivor stories. I just told you mine. I know there are many, many different types of survivors out there. Sharing your story with other people will help bring shed light to it, and then we can all get healthier, and we can have less survivor stories, right? Because we're not going to put ourselves in that predicament in the first place, right? If you have any events coming up, if you want to promote your Black business, so I want to really get into it. You said, what else do I do?
Yes, right?
I didn't even get into my 9-to-5, so I'm an educator. Yeah. I teach third grade math in Brownsville. Shout out to all the Brownsville Bears, the Brownsville Bears community. Love that school. There's some excuse me. So I'm an educator, been working in education for 100 million years. I started as a New York City DOE substitute teacher many years ago, graduated from that and went to healthcare. Then I went back to education at Teresa Papillon School, where I met one of the best and most genuine, loyal people in the world. You may know him. He's a friend of yours and a friend of mine.
What was that?
DJ Superstar J. He's kind of
my brother, Superstar J.
Yeah, so it's so funny. He was my mentor in education before he was my mentor in radio.
Wow.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know that, and we've been friends for many, many years.
Shout out to Jay, man.
Shout out to him. Shout out to everybody that's given me a chance. My mentor, Shantae, Shantae Spivey, she's doing amazing. She just left. She's a recipient of the Joe Biden President Award. You know, so many people to thank. There's so many teachers that I've worked with, that I've learned from. Shout out to every single teacher that I've worked with. Shout out to every single school, even though there are some schools that I worked at, they you know, they weren't ideal for me. However, I learned so much. So I still, you know, still shout them out. Nice. Entrepreneurship, that's my thing. You know what I mean? Like, I want to make sure that my children are set up. I have two daughters. Shout out to Hazel and Ava. They are
drop a
bomb for my kids. They are amazing. They are honor roll students, and I just want to make sure that when I leave here, they're set up for success. So entrepreneurship is going to be something that we discuss on the show. Natural hair care. So I've been doing hair for years. There are people that are listening right now who gotten their hair done by me. I braided my sister's hair when they was 4 and 5. I was 8, 9 years old. Braided hair. Shout out to everybody getting traditional cornrows. Somebody call?
No.
I thought I missed the call. Yeah, call in, y'all. Anyway, so we're definitely gonna be talking about that. This is what you can, people gonna laugh when they hear this part.
Mm-hmm.
Still, mm-hmm. I'm a matchmaker.
Talk about that.
I'm a matchmaker. Hey. So during the pandemic, well, first of all, I'm always hooking people up, and there's some people, they just like, no, Dance, I don't want to get hooked up. Some people, they call me a pimp. Some people jokingly call me a pimp. Oh, you just always try to pimp somebody out. But no, I believe in love. I believe in love, 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 and I believe in people finding, I like helping people find their mate. I was a part of a successful matchmaking mm-hmm. group during the pandemic where we had Zooms. People went on Zoom dates. It was
what
people sending flowers, Uber Eats, edible arrangements, you know, because during the pandemic, we couldn't talk. So definitely incorporate in that, right? If you're looking for love,
Zoom dates,
yes. If you're looking for love, call in and tell us about yourself. We're gonna find you some love. We're gonna find somebody. We're gonna get somebody married here on JLP Radio.
Wow.
516-206-0711. Black owned businesses.
Let's go.
Black owned businesses is super important. As you know, the black dollar does not stay in the black community for too long. We need to change that, right?
Yes.
Community also involves economics. And if we don't put our dollars together, we are not going to be able to compete at the level that other people who do other nationalities, yeah. Right?
Yes.
So promoting black businesses is really, really pivotal. It's very important to me. Shout out to the Black Resource Network, a network that has over 25,000 active members. I'm very, very proud. Shout out to Dane and Aaliyah. They are the co-founders, and through that, we are able to share resources. We are able to bring businesses back from the dead by just patronizing it. We see a business that, you know, needs help. Anything that you could possibly want. I remember one time I put in there, you know, I need a cake. I told somebody I need a cake and it needs to look like this, and I need it by tomorrow. Do you know that cake was ready?
Wow.
The lady, because they give you so, like, the members are active. You know, you have groups and yes, a bunch of members, but the members are not active.
Yeah, I'm a part of the Black Resource Network.
Already know. Like, it's very powerful. And I think that that should be something that is expanded. It's my life's work to expand that. And you can call in too, 516-206-0711 if you have a business that you want to go ahead and promote. What else? Oh, talent. I like talent.
Uh-oh.
Like, there's in my class.
Yeah.
There's like some Fridays I do. You know, whatever the class is called, Got Talent. So it'd be Tampa's Got Talent, uh-huh. And that's the day where kids showcase their singing. They may be a rapper. They may dance. Whatever their talent is, however they express yourself. Because if you really think about it, your art is also part of your wellness, right?
Absolutely.
What you love to do on your spare time is what helps you to heal, right?
Absolutely.
So part of my show is going to be dedicated to my listeners who sing. So get your songs together. Get your voices together and make sure you practice in front of your like a group first, because this is not going to be where you practice. This is not going to be your first singing thing. I need people who could sing. I mean, really saying, I mean, you people won't book you for weddings and stuff like that. Definitely welcome all the newcomers and people who are still trying. But I want to be very, very clear with my people. I tell my students this 100%. One thing you're going to know about Miss Jackson, that's my teacher name, Miss Jackson, is that I am going to tell you the truth. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and be like, oh, that was bad or that was horrible. But before we even have to get there, make sure you practice first. Your poems, I want to hear from my poets. I want to hear from my spoken word artists. I want to hear from my rappers. Now, rappers, try to censor yourself. It may be hard, but try to censor yourself. We need to see the flow. You never know who's hearing this. Somebody may hear it. Next thing you know, you good to go.
Absolutely.
What else? Uplifting Black men. That's a topic. Okay. Ooh. Uplifting Black men. There's very, very, very few shows, podcasts where we're talking about how we're going to uplift our men, especially Black men in our community. I know some really dope men who are doing some really awesome things, who take care of their children. They're single dads. They work really hard. And we don't really acknowledge that. As a woman, I can say, and as a Black woman, I can say, people really do put, you know, women, you know, on a pedestal when they you know, single moms and stuff like that. But there is a market, there is a niche out there of Black men working and grinding every single day. They're picking up, you know, there's some, as a teacher, there's some students, I ain't never met the mother. I never met the mom. And that's not to say that the mom is not involved, but that just goes to show you how more involved the dads are. And I want to highlight that. Wow. And I want to have a platform where men can speak to the things that they go through, because some of my friends who take care of their daughters, right, they have questions about hair, how to do hair and stuff like that, how to deal with, you know, boyfriend situations. And it's hard for them. So I just want them to have a safe space to come and talk and, like, air out their issues. May have a panel, you know what I mean?
No question.
Of those guys. And just talk to them and just have a whole day to uplift them. Wow. Always can't uplift Black men without uplifting Black women. It's always Black girl magic. That's all true. All day. I'm a mother. I am an entrepreneur. I am a Black woman first, though. That's so true. Any issue that pertains to me, I'm going to make sure I bring it to life. Nice. Yeah. So, nice. And mother, just being a mom. Being a mom, that's like a whole segment. That's like a whole separate thing, because there's so much to being a mom. And I'm not saying that it's not a whole bunch to being a dad, but like I said, living proof means that this is from my perspective. And so I'm going to incorporate that. Some of this, just some of the few things you could hear from JLP. It's going to be a pretty dope show. I mean, I'm really excited.
And shout out to the people checking in, for real.
Yay! Check in, y'all.
Yeah.
I appreciate my 8-9 people that's listening. But that's okay. That's good. It's going to grow, right? We're not here for the numbers. We're here to educate. We're here to uplift voices. We're here to just have conversations that end in resolution.
Yes.
Right. Can we just talk about that?
Oh my God.
No shade to any podcasters, but this is not the place. If you think you're gonna come here and get like a battle between the sexes and who's better and who's worse and, you know, none of that. That's not going down here. What we're going to do is we are going to talk about those issues, right? We are, but we're going to be solution based, right? Yes. Nobody's going to be shutting nobody up on this show. Nobody's going to be kicking nobody out on this show. You know, these are some of the things that I've seen on podcasts because I did my homework. Shout out to Corey Gums. He is one of my mentors in this. And he, you know, told me very, very straightforward, you need to do your homework. You need to see what they're doing out there, what you like and what you don't like. And one thing I do not like is just a lot of back and forth without a solution, right? So we're going to talk about, you know, what's going on between male and female.
Let's go.
Don't come with me with the problem. Come to me with the solution as well, you know, you think that could help. So that's what we're going to get. And that's going to be deep. That's going to be a lot of callers. You understand what I'm saying? So Oh, speaking of course, 516-206-0711. Check in. If you know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, tell them to download the Bars and Hoops app. And that way you can access JLP Radio. And you can call in and say, what's up? Maybe you have a story. Maybe you have an event.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Wow, man. So you gave everybody what to expect from your show. You took a couple of questions away from me with that.
So, I'm sorry. You know why?
It's all right.
You know why? Because I'm so ready for this. Like, that's what's up. I was really ready for this. And like, I have a bunch of notes in front of me. But to be very honest, like, your passion, what your passion is, you don't need notes, right? You don't need, you know, because it's writing, it's in your heart. And I'm just excited for this opportunity. And I'm going any and every single thing that I've ever wanted to do, I'm going to use this platform to make sure that it comes to life.
I love it. I love it. Yes. I love it, man. So one of the questions I was going to ask you, partially answered it. Mm-hmm. I think you mostly answered it, but I'm just going to run it by you again. Like I was going to ask you, most people who get into this journalism game, they often have mentors who inspire them to become journalists that are already in the game.
Yeah.
Like I told you before, you know, Star from Star and Buck Wild was somebody that inspired me to want to do this stuff. And also Combat Jack, rest in peace to Combat Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Who were your inspirations?
Okay.
And who inspires you, and whose style did you kind of see and say, you know what, I can kind of do some, not take what they're doing, bring that to life in my own way.
Oh, okay, cool. No, that's a separate question, because number one, my friend, got to give a shout out to my friend, Superstar Jay. He has his own radio show on Shade 45 Radio. VIP Saturdays is his show. I think what I take from him is his realness, right?
Yes.
He has a level of comfortability that on his show that is just like, it makes you feel like, okay, I could talk about anything, you know.
Yeah.
He has celebrity after celebrity, but he's still Jay, you know.
That's a fact.
And I want that to be me. I want that level of authenticity. So shout out to my friend. And also thank you for introducing me to Stills the Great. You introduced me to your peoples. You said, yo, put on, and he was like, yo, he's the guy that you need to talk to. So shout out to him.
Jay, man. I appreciate Jay. That's my brother right there, man. Jay is, we got a caller.
Okay.
Jay is my guy.
Yes. All okay. Right.
So here you go. You ready?
Yeah, ready. Okay. What's your name, caller? Where you calling from and what you want to do?
Peace, Janice. It's Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Is this Jessica Grandy?
Yes, it is, Janice.
Oh,
I'm hoping to tell you congratulations.
Oh, my.
Oh, you know, Jess. Jessica is a big supporter of the station.
Yo,
man.
Not only is Jessica, Jessica is, first of all, she grew up right next door to me.
Get out of here.
Tell him, Janice.
Jessica, tell him what I used to do for you every single morning a junior high school and high school
student. You took my fridge braid out, right, Janice? Tell him.
Been out here with the hair braided. Been out here. So Jessica, we grew up on the same block. We had like a little crew.
Wow.
Shout out to 132nd Street, 133rd Street, 134th Street. We had like the whole block on lock. Shout out to the center, right? When I moved over there.
Of course, Janice. Oh, man.
Wow.
I appreciate you.
Small world.
Janice, but I'm calling in, Janice, to ask you a question. Like, so I have somebody that's close to me that's fighting, that's going through chemo, that's going to be going through chemotherapy for their first time this week. And I'm kind of scared because I want to ask you, do you think that we should look into alternative stuff before we jump into doing the chemotherapy? Because this person wants to jump into the chemotherapy to fight the cancer. But do you think that we should look into alternative stuff?
Jessica, I'm going to be very, very honest with you. I never go against any orders that any doctor has given them. However, all I can tell you to do with them is to do what I did, is do your research. Okay. Do your research. It's not a one quick answer. The holistic route is always the best route. And sometimes you need the holistic things in conjunction with chemo so you could tolerate it, right? Because the big thing about chemo is that not everybody can tolerate it, right? Sometimes
it's a side effect, Janice. It's a side effect is looking more mm-hmm. dangerous thing, you know, than the regular thing that they're going through. That's the scariest thing.
And that's why they can't sell me on it. That's why they couldn't sell me on it, because my kids need to be able to look at me. I'm their only caretaker, you know what I mean? And they can't see me wasted. I didn't want them to see me wasting away. I didn't want to see want them to see me weak. And to be very quite honest, in my research, what I found is that people don't really die from cancer. People die from starvation, because the one thing that cancer attacks is the stomach, right? Is the gastrointestinal situation going on. So I urge that person, follow the doctor's orders, but see also what they can do in, you know, to help them be able to tolerate the chemo more. I would never say don't do chemo, right? I would say do your research and then make your decision based on your research, because I'm not a licensed doctor. I just can speak from my own perspective, and that's what I did. And I agree with you, Jess. It is so hard to make this decision, because cancer is no joke, and chemo is no joke, right? The people who are out here sick, you know, they look to doctors, and not a lot of times they don't always have the best. They don't have all the answers. I'll say that. I feel comfortable in saying doctors don't have all the answers. You know, they told me I was gonna die. They was like, you don't do chemo, you're gonna die. You know, but here I am, 6 years later, proving them wrong. So definitely tell them to do their research, Jess. I love you so much.
Okay, I love you too, Janice. And thanks. I'm just gonna just try to do my research and just.
Can I tell you what to do? Start with this docuseries. It's called The Truth About Cancer, because that's what somebody told me to watch.
Wow.
And that led me to so many other avenues, and I was just up every single night just making sure I did my research, until I got to the point where I was just like, okay, I'm not doing this.
Wow.
But then it's on YouTube. Like, how do I check it out? It's on YouTube.
All
right. All right, I'm gonna check it out.
Thank you, Jess. I love you.
All right, yes, I'm gonna always be here for you. I'm here.
Yes, be outside, queen.
I'm on the back. I'm tuning in, y'all. All right,
bye.
Jess. All right, ladies, ladies.
Bye.
Jessica is a big supporter of Bars and Hoops Radio. She done won contests up here. She done been up here.
Yeah.
Jessica's a huge supporter, man. Jessica get love. She on every show faithfully when she can.
She's an artist. She's a dope artist
too. Yeah, I got some music for her too, man. I've been procrastinating, and I need to get back into it for sure.
Yeah, so shout out to going back to the mentors. Let's go back to high school. Let's go back to John Adams High School.
Okay.
Mr. McMullen and Miss Van Cone. I cannot say anything about journalism, about public speaking, about being authentic, your authentic self, without mentioning these two human beings. Okay.
Nice.
I was in the humanities program. Shout out to everybody who's in humanities. I teach math now, but humanities is close to my heart. You know, that's history, that's writing, that's reading, you know, reading books and literature. They were very pivotal in giving me, helping me bring out my voice. Also, Miss Amoruso, she was my Latin teacher. I was a nerd. Yeah, I was a nerd. I did that.
Nothing wrong with that.
I had a few years of Latin. So my early education in high school, having those teachers, because when you're in a humanities program, you kind of have the same teacher, so they get to know you.
Yes.
They get to know who you are as a person, and they're able to push you. And I've been pushed in ways, Ms. Van Cone, and Mr. McMullen, and God rest her soul, Ms. Amoruso. She unfortunately lost her life to cancer.
Rest in peace.
A while ago. But she was the one who told me, you know, Janice, one day your name is going to be up in lights, and everybody's going to know who you are. So kind of like a full circle moment. So shout out to all my teachers. Shout out to teachers everywhere, especially those.
Nice. Nice. So do you plan on having any co-hosts on your show?
So I get this question a lot, and The answer is yes and no, right?
Yes and no.
Okay. So let me explain. So I say yes because I will always, always, always be connected to my people. Like you saw Jessica just cut. Like I have, there's so many relationships that I have that is just like Jessica's. You understand? Oh, wow. Like people really, I'm really close to a lot of people. And so I just think I would be doing my friends and my listeners a disservice if I didn't make them my co-hosts, right?
Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
So they're going to be my co-hosts. We're going to be talking. They're going to be calling in. Again, if you're hearing this, 516-206-0711. Don't worry if you did not get a chance to call in, because this is also a podcast. It's live, but it's also a podcast.
That's
so
right.
You'll be able to listen. It's going to be, this episode is going to be available on my YouTube. And it's going to be available immediately after on Bars and Hoops Shout Radio, right?
Yes, it is.
I am very, very grateful for all these platforms. I'm still, be honest, total transparency, still getting used to working them, because I'm not very tech savvy, but you know, I did work during the pandemic, so I know some things.
There you go. That taught a lot of people a lot of things, man, about everything.
Yeah, so
life
I'm just
and experiences.
Right. So if you're a teacher, you know, you learn. We're just natural students because we want to just learn everything so we can teach it real quick.
That's a fact. So how has your family embraced you on your radio journey thus far?
Well, I would be very, very honest as far as my family is concerned. They are always supportive of me. They support me 1,000%, and I am so grateful for them. But I know my family is sick of me, because every few months or every couple of days, I have a new business venture. And so they've just become a little bit numb. Uh-huh. They have supported me when I did Herbalife, when I did the makeup business, when I did my makeup business, when I wanted to be an actress, when I wanted to do all these things. They have been there, but they also have been so supportive. They always said, you know, Janice, if anybody's going to be famous in the family, it's definitely going to be you. So shout out to my family. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for even if you didn't really know where it was going, you know, you kind of stuck in there with me. But yeah, they're really good. My family is really, I have six sisters and a brother, like I said before, and like three of my sisters, they're going to kill me because they still need their product, because they are really, really devoted customers of mine. And you know, once your family supports you, you know, you got a good product.
Absolutely.
Because they always the last. But in this case, my family and parents too, shout out to mommy and daddy.
Uh-huh.
They were the first, some of the first.
Now you just mentioned, other businesses and things that you're into. You briefed on it shortly in the beginning of the show. But outside of this radio show, what other business ventures are you currently involved in?
Okay, so I have the JLP Wellness Company. It's a mobile wellness company.
You got a caller.
Cool.
You got a caller.
Bring him in. Hi, caller. Hi, caller. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
So, this is Shantae Spivey. I'm calling from Hampton, Georgia.
Wow. Shout out to Hampton, Georgia.
Hi, Shantae.
Hey, Janice. I am so proud of you. I'm so happy that I caught the show.
I'm speechless. I'm speechless. This is my... So, Shantae, I'm going to keep you on the line while I talk about you for a second. So... Shantae, I adopted her as my mentor. She didn't ask me. I told her. And she's the one who coined the phrase voluntold. So I voluntold. I'm like, yeah, you're going to help my life. And so, and I can't tell this story without telling the story about Kevin Livingston, because that's kind of where we kind of met. So when I was being honored at the very first Kevin Livingston gala, 100 suits for 100 men. Shout out to Kevin. And happy birthday, Kevin. Wow. Just at your birthday party. It was dope. Buckshot performed. Jeff Red performed. It was just an amazing show. Nice. But during that, I saw a lady who looked really familiar. Like, I was like, what is my kids dance teacher doing here?
Wow.
So I learned, like, she wasn't just a dance teacher, she was a whole principal. Once I found out she was a whole principal, I'm like, at that time I was still sick, And I was like, look, I came up to her. I was like, I need a job. And she was like, pause. Uh-huh. You need to come up to the job first to see if this is what you want to do. Yeah. I went up to the job and she didn't know that I already had experience working with the population that, that she served. And she gave me the opportunity. She introduced me to another administrator. And I was kind of hired on this. She kind of hired me on the spot. And I guess you could pick it up from me, Ms. Shante.
Wow.
Well, Janice, if you haven't figured it out, she is a firecracker.
Yes, she is.
So no matter, you know, no matter what I asked her to do, she did it. No matter where I put her in, she shined, you know, and she just always brings like great energy. And so, yes, it's easy to say, if I say, Janice, this is what you need to do. Janice, you need to go back to school. You need to do this. And she does it. So, yeah, I'm going to ride with Janice all the way.
Yeah.
Because I know that, you know, what I do and what I try to do for her, what I try to do for anybody, is not going to go unheard. So, Janice, I love you. Janice, I'm proud of you. You know, I'm going to support you all the way. And I also need to know, you know, I'm in Georgia now, and I'm about to run low on my CMON. How am I supposed to get my doctorate while I'm down here?
So let me make a formal announcement. Everybody will receive a notification about their orders before the month is over. I apologize. That is a hot commodity, you see, even in Georgia. So The website is going to be up soon. We're going to have shipping soon, and everything is still being built up, but I promise you, Shante, I will get it to you. I have orders in Virginia. Wow. And we will be actually mobile. JLP Wellness Club will actually be 100% mobile this summer. So I will be traveling down 95. So if you are on the 95 I-95 and you need some Dr. Mishes or you need some wellness products, don't worry. We got you. And I'm gonna stop. You're one of my first stops. And I'll see you in a couple of weeks, because you know I gotta come to Hampton to come see you, because I need to see what that's all about.
Nice.
I'll see you in a couple of weeks, and your room is ready.
Yay! I can't wait. Okay, good, because I probably need it more than for just this weekend. I may need it to set up shop, because I have people in Georgia. Shout out to Georgia. Shout out to Sandy Springs. I used to live in Sandy Springs for a little bit.
Nice.
And I used to travel as a dialysis technician all over the Northeast Atlanta area. So,
Oh,
yeah. It's going to be in the book.
Wow.
Shante, thank you so much for reaching out. Thank you. I love you so much. Thank you for your mentorship.
Love you.
Thank you for your guidance.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That was big.
That was big.
No, man. You don't know. Shante is really big. Like, she don't have time to be caught listening to no shows.
Spivey. Her name sounds very familiar.
Yeah, she was out. She was our boss over there at the school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's up, man. That is what's up.
But she left. She left a big legacy behind, too.
Nice.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be like her. I'm trying to be like Shante.
Nice. So, We got about 12 minutes left in the show, man. Before we, you know.
12 minutes left in the show?
We're running through an hour.
The whole show?
Look at you. Check you out. You out here handling this like a pro.
Oh, I didn't even realize that I was just talking. It's all right.
No, that's great. Listen, you got great content, man, for real. You know, I'm honored to be here today.
Thank you, Mr. Great. Mr. Stills the Great. I appreciate it. I'm also honored to be here. Thank you, man, for Jessica Colden. That was dope. Yeah. Shout out to Tina, Christina. I told you about I have another Puerto Rican family that adopted me. Uh-huh. She called before the show aired. So shout out to you, Christina. I love you so much. And shout out to Shante.
Shout out to Shante, man. Shout out to everybody that's showing you love today, man, because you're getting a lot of love out here.
I am?
So
I can't see.
Nah, you're getting it. You're getting a lot of love. You're getting a whole lot of love, man.
So yeah, so I just want to tell my co-hosts if we need to tell them their name. So y'all name, my co-host's name is the JLP gang. Okay. Because we outside, we mobbing, you know, we talking about everything. You see the people who I'm affiliated with, they are outspoken. They are a certain type of people. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Those are my people. My people are outspoken. My people do it. Who's calling?
Another caller. All right. You out.
All right.
You on fire right
Hi,
now.
Hi, who's this?
Yo, what up? What's good? It's Jay. What's up? Superstar Jay, what's up?
Hi, James. How are you?
Check you out.
Here we go with your man Sales. Check you out. Yo, you gotta understand Sales is a very cocky person. So his words, I always get him like, check you out.
I wasn't even talking to Jay. I looked at Janice like, check you out.
Yeah, like I got like yeah. I'm nobody to be having Superstar Jay calling up to say what's up to me.
I don't know. Well, first you pronounced my name wrong, so it was Superstar Jay, not Jupiter Jay. You know what I mean?
Oh, sorry, that's my accent.
You know what I mean? Check you out. You know what I mean? Check you out. But I want to congratulate you. Janice has been a person that I just came outside of a party and Stills called me. So when Stills call, I actually like to, you know, and whenever you call, I would try to do it. So doing a day party, I didn't know that your show started today. Congratulations on your show. How you feel being on the air and everybody listening?
I feel great. I feel like it feels like home. It literally a whole hour has just passed and I didn't even realize it. I'm waiting for the first break, but the break didn't come because the calls is coming in, the love is coming in, and the conversation is just flowing. So I feel really good.
That's podcast talk. That's why when you see these podcasters for 2 to 3 hours, it's just like a ongoing conversation. And it seems like you sound good on there. I see Stills. He's like in every show now. He just want to be in the video like shit nice. I mean like Goody. He check you out. How many shows you on, bro?
Yeah. I'm just the engineer, baby. I'm the engineer. She asked me to interview her today.
Yeah, this is just the premiere. So
her today so our audience get to know her.
No, but actually, y'all do sound good together. You throw another hat and, you know, get to, you know, Stills always been that's the ladies, man. So when the females call up, they get this, you know, relate with you.
Man,
with
check you out, man.
You know, Miss Janice over there.
Yes.
That's a lot of work.
You never know what you say. You want to be a part of the JLP game?
I'll be here every week to support you,
Let me tell you something. Janice is the only person that ever said, do you want to work for me? So I knew that she's always going to be a star. She's always talking about, I got to work for her. But I always got to stop her because it's the Leo in her. You know what I mean? She's an August Leo. So, you know, the August Leos are crazy. More dominant. They speak a little bit more. The July Leos, they're kind of timid, but they still got that Leo fire.
Right. But not like August Leos, though. Takes one to know one. But can I just say, I want to say something. Everything's going good. I want to say something to you. I wanted to first thank you. I've never really thanked you for being my mentor at our first job. Yeah, you were. So remember when I first started at the job when we first met and you was like,
I don't know about no job. I just DJ, but yeah.
True. Okay. Well, in other news, you've just been, you taught me a lot. I will say that. You taught me a lot. I've listened a lot. And I've rejected some advice a lot, reluctantly and regrettably, because the things that you do tell me and you have told me is basically what
you are headed. But, you know, that's just you. You know what I mean? You're a go-getter. You're going to, like with Janice, she likes to find out the hard way because she wants to do it her way regardless of what anybody says. But you know, you're doing good. I just knew that you could do a podcast, and I feel like the information that you give, you know, you went through it. You're a survivor. You never stop smiling. You never let nobody down your swag or anything. So I say that it would be dope. My thing, my advice though for you and Stills will say, in this game is consistency.
Facts.
You know, and consistency and being real, you know what I mean? And so always having one thing about you, you have 8 different, 9 different things going on. I tell her like, yo, chill out, you know, think about this, but you know, just have, you know, 8 different streams and incomes and ideas going on.
That's a fact.
Well, they're not ideas, they're actually emotion. Simon,
all okay, my bad. Check you out.
But I do agree. I actually wrote, what did I write on this paper right here as a note to myself? Tell them
consistency. Yes, yeah, you did.
Yes, I did that. So I'm gonna, that's in my brain, it's implanted.
I also see XM Radio, Shea 45 Radio, VIP Saturdays. Check. Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, plug the show. Huh? Definitely have to plug the VIP Saturdays with Superstar J.
Check him out, man.
Not to be confused with any other DJs, but yeah, definitely check out VIP Saturdays.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, Shade 45 Radio.
You heard?
The best, one of the best radios, some of the best interviews I've ever seen. Now.
Hey, you know, 20 million listeners.
I'm trying to get like you. That's what I mean. That's what I mean about the mentor part. Like, I really.
Oh, well, let me tell you something. I started out in a bar, so, you know, doing interviews. And I went from a room, I went from being an intern. And, you know, I just, all I say is it's hard work. I just want to get off the subject real quick. I wanted to ask you, because Janice is a real hip hop head. I know y'all probably, y'all got a few minutes left. But I told Sills I'm gonna probably try to call. Still, somebody told me, and maybe Janice can intellect in this. Somebody told me that, and this is the Grammy Award weekend, and both of y'all Queens people, this is kind of music.
Yeah.
Somebody told me that Ludacris is bigger than Jay-Z.
Yo, man. We can't talk about this tomfoolery right now.
I'm going to venture. I feel really comfortable. 44
just passed on the time or two.
Shout out. Oh, my God. Shout out to DJ Self.
Oh, God.
He told me that Ludacris was a bigger person. Hold on. Can I get, y'all got like 1 minute? I'm going to put him on three ways because I want him to go.
Oh, Jay, we got 4 minutes, Jay.
Come on, man. Just one more minute, man. You own the station, baby. Come on, stop fronting. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
I already know what my answer is. Yeah.
This is the queen, man. You give us 5 more minutes.
All right, Jay.
It really hit my heart that this guy said that. So hold on.
Yeah, he's crazy. You take your turntables from him.
He's out of control.
No DJing for a week. He's overwhelmed, obviously.
What?
He said Ludacris.
It's bigger than Jay.
Come on.
There's no way.
Come on, man.
There's no way.
I mean, Ludacris, I mean, he's in movies. Yep.
Not that I want to look little.
Yeah, Jay.
Yeah, he's on a plane. But, yeah, it's I just want to say that. But what is your answer?
Absolutely non-cypher. No way.
Yeah.
You need to take them turntables away from him for a little while. Because he's bugging. I wouldn't even say that crazy.
He said, this is what he said. He said, we're viewing from a New York standpoint. We're not viewing from a South standpoint.
Man.
No.
What are you talking about? And as far as movies and everything is concerned? I mean, he's on the big screen.
I know it's a Sister Sunday show, and I'm trying to bleep out the cursing. I said, you must be snipping some type of coke or something for him to even... For a person that only had... and this is no disrespect to Ludacris.
No.
A person that only had... you know, clips it, and Fast and Furious was a hell of a movie. For him to survive this long, I don't see it. You know, but I think that's just, you know, and I even had somebody tell me that, and I know Stills, and I'm going to get off the phone. Uh-huh. Yo, first, appreciate you, Janice. I love this. Keep it up. Mm-hmm. One more answer.
Yeah, come on, Leo, take over.
We had a bigger,
but Ludacris' catalog is his catalog is big, though. I can't.
He has a big catalog, but come on, Jay Z.
His catalog is big.
It's not comparable to Jay Z.
His catalog is big, Jay. I ain't gonna lie.
Still, are you smoking?
No, I'm not. I'm dead serious. His catalog is big, and the reason why I know is because we put it to a test one day, and I was like, damn, he got a lot of joints. But bro, that's a whole other conversation. You can pull up on a Friday night. You can pull up on a Friday night, baby.
So I wanna do my closing remarks, right, Jay. Thank you so much. Yeah, I appreciate you. You know you're the best.
All right.
And just wanna do a quick plug.
After Janice's show, it's Super Bowl weekend.
Oh, let's
We're doing a slow jam party.
That's exactly what I was
love the slow jam.
Let's do it.
He said he said his favorite singer is Cisco. He said,
You see what I gotta go through?
I'm gonna be there. You gonna be there? You going?
I might go.
Yeah, no, I'm going. So, ladies, Super Bowl Sunday, February 12th. It's not during the Super Bowl. It's earlier.
Yeah.
So you could come.
No. It's after the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl, the party starts at 11.
The Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. It does? No, I thought I started 7.
It's no work the next day. So that's why everybody's safe.
Oh, it's lit then.
Yeah, it's Lincoln's birthday, yeah. I believe.
And it's 85% of females that love. And this is strictly slow jazz. That's true. I'm gonna get off on that because Stills told me Cisco was one of his favorite R&B artists. He actually got a picture of him with his head dyed.
Check him out.
Yeah. I see y'all, man.
Right, bye, James.
Bye. What?
Yeah.
All right, so this is my last question. Shout out to Jay for the check-in. Man, yeah, for real.
He's so funny. He's such a Leo too. You see how he tried to take over my show?
He did. You already know.
It's all good. He's the only person that could do that.
So he just gave you some great advice. So yes. I'm gonna ask you for yourself, and you can close out with this. What advice would you give your listeners who are inspired by your story and want to share their experiences with the world?
First of all, they can call in and share their stories. They can call me and tell me their stories, and I'll tell their stories for them. And I would just encourage them to keep talking and keep talking, even if it's not on a platform, right? Uh-huh. Because it's through our experiences that we help other people.
Absolutely. So
keep sharing those stories. Keep having the best relationships with people. Be good to people. Stay positive. This week is going to be spring again.
Yes.
So it was in the 50s. All the lovers out there, next week's show is going to be dedicated to all the lovers. So stay tuned for some real deep topics leading into Valentine's Day.
Let's go.
All right. Thank you for having me.
And where can people find you and get in contact with you via social media to support your movement?
Sure. IG Janice, Janice Yvette, Yvette 2022. That's my Instagram. And Janice Jackson, you can follow me on Facebook, right?
Yes, yep. Indeed. Facebook. What about your YouTube, Instagram?
Oh, yeah. My YouTube is Janice Jackson or Janice Yvette. And yeah, that's my YouTube channel. I have not posted anything to it, but there is some great videos of my story, my survival story. You could definitely see that, and look out for this episode to be uploaded after it's been edited by Mr. Still the Great.
Absolutely. Any like closing words for anybody?
That's it. Take care of each other, and I don't know, stay blessed. Happy Black History Month, everybody. Bye.